This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McLellan, is disputing reports of inadequate conditions in crowded detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border. At the same time, some members of Congress are calling for improved treatment of migrants in U.S. custody. McLellan and U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday, VOA's Marcus Harton.
McLellan said reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water were unsubstantiated.
So we've done a tremendous amount. Since December 30th, when we last talked about this, we had 20 medical providers in our facilities border-wide. Now we have over 200. We've built soft-sided temporary facilities.
I mean, what I saw was a number of people at 14, up to 14 in one area, sleeping on the floors. A number of them saying they don't bathe within 15 days.
Representative Rashida Tlaib was part of a congressional delegation that toured the Clint, Texas border station last week. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.
And McLellan said 500,000 people have crossed the southern border just this year. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says that he is going to organize press trips to the detention centers on the border. He spoke while standing near an aircraft.
We're going to send people in. We're going to have some of the press go in and sit because they're crowded, and we're the ones that were complaining about they're crowded.
Mr. Trump says he believes migrants are being treated well compared to the poverty they came from. He's sending a warning to Iran as well. It better be careful. This comes as Iran announced that it is boosting its uranium enrichment beyond the limits set in the 2015 nuclear deal. Mr. Trump made his comments hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that Iran's decision will lead to further isolation and sanctions. This is VOA News. The United States has won the Women's World Cup for the fourth time, beating the